All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Ultimate Fighter, Season 1, Episode 11. This is the semifinals. Diego Sanchez is going to face Josh Koscheck for the semifinals. So we're going to break down the fight. I want to give you guys a full, you know, podcast episode for this because this is a very good fight. So Diego Sanchez walks into the octagon at age 23 with a 12-0 record, 5'11", at 183 pounds from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Josh Koscheck walks into the ring at age 26 with a record of 4-0 at 5'10", 185 pounds from Buffalo, New York. This is the last semifinal middleweight fight. I'm rooting for Josh because he's the better wrestler. 9 out of 10 times I root for the better wrestler, and I always liked Josh's personality on the show as well. So the reason why I root for the wrestler, obviously, is because I wrestled a little bit in middle school and a little bit in high school. I didn't wrestle as much as I should have, but I still have a wrestling background, so I always root for the wrestlers. And also like Josh's personality on the show as well. I liked who he was, so this is, you know, obviously why I picked Josh to, you know, pick this fight, and I wanted him to win. So this fight will be 3 5-minute rounds, unlike the last fight, which was only 2 5-minute rounds. All the other fights all the other fights before Lieben and Kenny were only 2 5-minute rounds. So this one's going to be 3 5-minute rounds, which is a lot better because it's pretty ridiculous that they were only fighting 2 5-minute rounds. You don't really get to see a full display of techniques and things like that. And especially if there's a bad decision, it's very bad for the teammates and things like that. It's very bad for the fighters that are fighting because they don't need that. They need the extra round to really display their talents and things like that. We saw, you know, when Bobby Southworth, when he fought Stephen Bonner, it was a very controversial win for Stephen Bonner. A lot of people felt like Bobby Southworth won, and only fought for 2 rounds, so it really wasn't fair. So 3 rounds is much better. I mean, even then, you know, sometimes the referees, they get the decisions wrong when there's 3 rounds. But at least it's better for the referees, and it's better for the fans. It's better for everybody for them to fight 3 rounds, honestly. So Kenny is watching this fight intensely with the rest of his teammates and all the other fighters. So Kenny is going to face the winner of this for the finals in the UFC competition. Kenny will have to face the winner of this fight. Josh comes out and throws a... Okay, so sorry. Now I'm transitioning into the fight. So I gave you the breakdown of the fighters, their records, their age, their weight, you know, where they're fighting from. So now the fight has started. They're in the ring. The referee set up the fight. And now they're fighting, you know, the clock has started. So Josh comes out and throws a leg kick that misses. Josh comes out with a quick 1-2, and Diego responds with a fast right hand. Josh throws a leg kick, and Diego capitalizes while Josh lowers his hands and lands a hard right hand. Josh keeps his distance, extending his arm like his coach Pete told him to. Josh lands another leg kick, and Diego catches him with another hard right that sends Josh stumbling and retreating. Diego had a fair point coming into this fight. He has 1,000 hours of fighting training, while Josh has thousands of hours of wrestling training. So it is certainly showing now with the stand-up. So, you know, Diego Sanchez has a lot of experience fighting, and he has a lot of experience with other things. You know, fighting is not just, you know, pure wrestling, although wrestling is probably the best foundation you can have for being an MMA fighter because you can control the fight from the standing position. You can take the fighter down whenever you feel like it if you're a really good wrestler. The other fighter has to worry about the takedown and things like that. But and at the end of the day, they're very skilled in submissions and things like that. So Diego has a lot of experience, and he's not scared of Josh Koscheck. So that was a very fair point. So maybe he's a better striker. Maybe his jiu-jitsu is better. Maybe he can get back to his feet. Maybe he can stop the takedowns. You know, that's a very fair point. But, you know, Josh does have a little bit of MMA practice. And that's a very, very solid base. And honestly, I still think it's an advantage that he's a wrestler, a very high-level wrestler. So Diego comes in for a powerful right, but this time Josh is ready and moves away. Josh is definitely keeping his distance, which is very smart. Diego throws a powerful uppercut in a left hand, but misses as Josh does a good job keeping the distance. Josh throws another leg kick. I think Josh may be throwing leg kicks to soften up Diego's legs to land a takedown. Josh throws a right hand and misses and appears to be coming into the clinch. They break away from each other. Josh is doing a great job keeping the distance and lands a body kick. Josh only comes in briefly to strike or to maybe set up a takedown or clinch, which I think is a great strategy. Because, you know, obviously Diego's looks like he's a better striker here, so it's actually a very, very good idea to only come in for a takedown or to stop the punches because If you're not as skilled as a striker, why would you bother even doing that? You know what I mean? Why, you know, it's a better idea to keep the distance. So Diego throws a few powerful left and right hands, but Josh backs up as Diego rushes him, and he misses all the punches, and Josh shoots. Diego sprawls, and they separate. That's the beautiful thing about wrestling. Even if the takedown doesn't work, Diego still has to sprawl and anticipate the takedown, which will give Diego less time to focus on the striking. Diego throws a right hand, but misses as Josh moves away. It appears that Diego has a much smaller reach than Josh, and Josh is using his reach to extend his arm, and Diego is struggling to land a punch because Josh is doing a good job keeping the distance and backing away when he strikes. So one thing I really like about Josh is Josh looks like he has a very high fight IQ. So even though Diego's a, you know, very skilled MMA fighter, even though he probably has a lot more experience than Josh Koscheck in fighting, he's displaying a lot of a very high level fight IQ right now. I mean, he's keeping the distance. He's only coming in for the takedown. He's using his reach. He's extending his arm because Diego's arms are very short. Even though he's probably a much better striker, if he puts his arm out like that, it keeps Diego at a distance so he can't get in range of striking him. And he's just showing a very high fight IQ. That's another reason why I really like Josh. So Diego has his hands up tight and stiff, ready to explode and throw bombs, while Josh is more loose and has his arm extended. So this, you know, when he extends his arm like that, it keeps him at a distance where he's not really backing away from him, but it's keeping him just far enough away where he can't strike him, if that makes sense. Diego throws a leg kick but misses. Josh feints a jab. Diego throws a huge uppercut and misses and follows up with a left hand that barely grazes him. Josh does a great job putting his fist in Diego's face and extends his arm. Diego tries to swing, and Josh comes in with a very powerful, explosive takedown, lifting Diego right off of his feet in the air and onto the mat up against the fence. So that was really exciting. Diego does a great job getting back to his feet, and they exchange a punch from each other as they separate from the cage. This is an important part of the fight for both fighters. Josh proved he can take down Diego and prove that he's not scared of Diego's jiu-jitsu, even though he could not hold Diego down. And Diego showed if he gets taken down, he can get back to his feet and defend himself. So this is a big turning point in the fight. So he's saying, look, I'm not scared of your jiu-jitsu. I'm going to take you down. I'm going to ground and pound you. And then Diego's saying, like, look, man, if you take me down, I'm going to get back to my feet, or I'm going to go for a submission. So this is kind of a good situation for both of them, honestly. Diego throws another 1-2, but Josh, once again, is doing a great job keeping that arm in his face, keeping the distance, and backs away and avoids the punches. Josh has a very wide guard, similar to how Chuck stands when he strikes. I wonder if Chuck taught him to stand like this. So he's kind of standing in an awkward situation. It's very similar to how Chuck Liddell stands. And I'm talking about, when I say guard, I'm talking about his hands. Like, he has his arms very far wide apart when he's standing. Diego throws another punch but misses. Josh fakes a very powerful overhand right and shoots in for the takedown against Diego and secures a guillotine as Josh pushes Diego against the fence and Josh dumps him onto the canvas, causing Diego to let go of the guillotine as he is thrown to the floor. So if you watch my podcast, you'll know that I'm not a really big fan of the guillotine. You know, we do see people that get submitted with the guillotine. We do see some certain fighters that can really secure the guillotine and submit people. But a lot of times when people use the guillotine, the head pops out, somebody's on top of them, and they're grounding and pounding them. And it's just not a good situation. So I rather would see people, you know, try to avoid the takedown instead of going for the guillotine, because to get the guillotine, a lot of times from the standing position, a lot of times people have to pull guard. And guard is not, I don't care what anybody says, guard is not really a dominant position in MMA. You don't really want to be in guard from the bottom unless you're like incredibly skilled. And even then, you still don't want to be in that position because somebody can rain down punches from the top, and that happens all the time. And you don't always get a submission from the bottom, even if you're very skilled. And the problem with the guillotine a lot of times is they have to give up their own position for that guillotine. You can do a standing guillotine, which I'm a bigger fan of. And that way, you know, even if the guillotine doesn't work, you're still, you know, in a standing position. You can also, there's also a technique where you roll the person over onto their back, and that way you have the guillotine secured. So even if the head pops out, you're still on top of your opponent, which is a little bit better. But when these guys go for the guillotine and then they just pull guard from the standing position, I really hate that, because a lot of times that doesn't work. A lot of times the head pops out. You're also using a tremendous amount of muscle in your arm to squeeze that guillotine, and you waste a lot of energy if it doesn't work. And a lot of times it doesn't work. So I really despise the guillotine a lot of times. I think Diego should have probably just tried to keep it on the feet, which is where he has a better chance of winning instead of going for the guillotine. But he's a jiu-jitsu guy, and that's what jiu-jitsu guys do. So Diego tries to get up, but this time Josh catches him with a right hand and grabs a hold of Diego's leg and takes him back to the mat. Diego secures the guillotine again and pulls full guard, and Josh's head pops out, you know, just like I said. I was nervous for Josh, and I thought that this may have been it, you know what I mean? Because, you know, he is a high-level jiu-jitsu guy, and sometimes, like I said, the guillotine does work sometimes, but, you know, I kind of thought this was going to happen. So, as I have stated before, I don't like guillotines because they don't work a lot of the times, and they force you to give up position. Now Diego is on his back, and instead of being on his feet with the monster wrestler on top of him, so instead of being on his feet, he's got this, you know, big strong wrestler on top of him instead because he went for the guillotine, which is why I don't really like the guillotine. Josh is exactly where he needs to be. Hopefully the referee will let Josh work and not stand them up. I would argue this position is better for Josh than half guard or mount or side mount because this would give Diego a chance to escape, especially because Diego is more skilled at jiu-jitsu than Josh. So he has him in this position, which is probably better because, you know, Diego is a very high-level jiu-jitsu guy. So if you have a guy in mount and there's a very high-level jiu-jitsu guy in the bottom, a lot of times they can escape. They can pull reversal and things like that. And since, you know, Josh is kind of like a low-level jiu-jitsu guy, being in guard is not really that bad. And he can still land some good punches and he can still, you know, wear down his opponent. So it's not really a bad position for him to be in guard. It is much harder to execute a sweep or get back to your feet from guard than mount or side mount, where Diego is a skilled jiu-jitsu specialist and could escape more easily, like when we saw Diego get to his feet earlier when Josh took him down and Diego was in butterfly guard and got back to his feet easily. Guard is more difficult, especially when Josh is resting his upper body on Diego and trying to land punches and elbows. Josh gets out of Diego's guard, showing he is still wary of his jiu-jitsu, and stands up as Diego throws a couple of up kicks. Josh's corner tells him to just let them up. So, you know, obviously they want him to let him up, which I don't really necessarily agree with because I think Josh could do a lot better from being in the guard. But, you know, we'll see what happens. Josh now starts to kick the legs, and Diego actually gets to his knees and shoots a single leg on Josh, which is amazing. So he's on his back. You know, he's trying to up kick, you know, Josh from his back. Josh is throwing some kicks back to him. And then he gets, you know, onto his knees and shoots while he's on the ground, which is crazy. You don't really see that too much. You know, Josh sprawls and picks up one of Josh's legs. Oh, maybe I meant to say Diego's legs, and transitions to a single leg. Diego secures a guillotine, which I think is a bad idea. So that's why I hate these guillotines, man. These guys are wasting a lot of energy, and it doesn't always work. I think he should crossface. The guillotine didn't work last time. I don't see why it would work this time. So that's a problem I have with a lot of these. I don't even just say these jiu-jitsu guys, these MMA guys, just in general. Like the guillotine, you waste so much energy squeezing your arm like that, and a lot of times it doesn't even work. Diego gets off the cage and throws a knee and an uppercut and another one, and Josh returns an uppercut of his own. Diego throws a right that lands, and they separate from the clinch. This is where Josh is most vulnerable, when Diego is closed in on him. Josh returns a jab, and Diego throws another jab and a knee. Josh telegraphs a huge overhand right, and my guess is... he will use this to set up the takedown, which is pretty obvious. I mean, he's throwing this ridiculous overhand right. It looks like he's pitching a baseball. Like, it's so telegraphed. It looks absolutely ridiculous. I mean, it's really powerful, but it's very telegraphed to an intelligent fighter, to a skilled fighter. So Diego should be able to avoid this, you know, huge overhand right. But obviously what he's doing is he's using this to set up the takedown. You're so worried about this huge right hand coming at your face a million miles an hour that you don't see the takedown coming. So it's a great strategy. Diego backs away, and this punch does not land. Diego lands a small right hand and clinches with Josh. Diego throws a knee that lands on Josh's chest and a left hand that lands. Josh throws an uppercut that partially lands. Diego throws a hard knee to the chest, and Diego lands another good knee, and Josh throws a right hand that misses when they break away. Josh appears to look at his corner and dives in very lazy for a takedown, and Diego sprawls. Diego tries to secure the guillotine with 11 seconds left on the clock. The guillotine looks very tight, and he pulls guard to secure it with 7 seconds left on the clock. So this was a little bit scary. I actually thought that this guillotine might work. This was a very tight guillotine. There's 7 seconds left on the clock, so that's good for Josh, because even if Josh is going out cold, he can survive for 7 seconds. You know, the horn will sound, the round will end, and he can get back to his feet and he can regain his consciousness. So, but I was very nervous at this point because I wanted Josh to win. I'm very nervous. The guillotine is extremely tight, but Josh survives. This is a great way for Diego to end this round. That was very bizarre. Josh looked away from Diego and appears to either look at his corner or is looking for the clock, and almost gets clobbered by Diego in the process as he looks away and turns his attention and his whole body away from Diego. So the horn's about to sound, but it hasn't sounded yet, which signifies that the round is over. You know, Josh is a little bit flustered right now. He's obviously overwhelmed. So he gets back to his feet. He turns his back to Diego, and Diego looks like he's just going to clock him. And, you know, because the horn hasn't sounded yet. So if Diego, you know, punches him while he turns his back, that's perfectly legal. And so, you know, I don't know what Josh was thinking. He's just probably overwhelmed and wasn't paying attention. So then he turns to face Diego and dives in for a sloppy single leg, not bending his knee or really lowering his level. Very strange and bad way for Josh to end the round. So he gets clobbered. He turns around and realizes, oh, I'm still in the fight. And then he goes for a takedown, a terrible takedown. So it was just a very bizarre way to end the round, but I guess he got confused or something. Fight until the bell rings. I would say Josh definitely won this round, but he has a fight on his hands for sure. So I think he won just off of the takedowns. And he showed a very high-level fight IQ. Like, I like how he put his arm out like that. I like how he kept the distance. I like how he used that huge overhand right to set up the takedowns. And I don't want to take anything away from Diego either. Diego showed that, you know, I'm not scared of the takedowns. He has that threat of the guillotine, even though I absolutely hate the guillotine. He does have the threat of the guillotine. You know, and he has some very powerful punches. And I think that he is definitely the dominant striker in this situation. But the fact that Josh can take him down, he's showing, like, look, man, I can control this fight. I can decide when I want this fight to go to the ground. So this is a very good fight. You know, Diego showed he can get the back to his feet, and Josh wasn't able to land any real punches on Diego after he took him down. So, you know, that being said, Josh got the takedown, but at the same time, he couldn't really land anything from the bottom. So they both kind of proved their point here. Diego showed he is dangerous in the clinch. He showed he is a threat with the guillotine. Even though I'm not a fan of the guillotine, it appears to be a good threat against Josh. So at least he has a little bit of the threat with the takedown, saying, look, man, I can, you know, get you with this guillotine whenever I want. Even though it's not really working, and it's still a threat. And he did have it pretty tight with 7 seconds left on the clock. So, I mean, it is a threat. I mean, I don't particularly like it. I think it's a waste of energy, but it's better than nothing. You know what I mean? Diego showed if Josh comes in too close, he can land a major punch. So I am kind of worried about that too. I felt like in this fight, I was like, okay, you know, Diego might land that knockout punch if Josh comes in too close and he has his hands down. So I was worried about that. You know, Josh learned from this quickly as he ate a few right hands from Diego early on in the fight. So in the beginning of the fight, Diego hit him with some hard punches. And then Josh quickly learned, okay, I got to keep my distance. I got to put my arm out. I got to be calculated with this overhand right. I got to try to take this guy down. He learned very quickly he was in for a real fight. You know, Josh showed if he keeps the distance, backing up and extends his arm, that Diego can't hit him unless Josh is in close. So Josh showed him he can take Diego down, taking him down multiple times as well. He took him down, I think, 2 or 3 times in this fight. This is huge because Diego can't focus on striking. You know, Josh, if he's worried about the takedown. So that's one thing I love about wrestling. If you know how to take down your opponent, it really throws off the striker. So obviously Diego's a little bit of the better striker in this situation, maybe a lot better of a striker in this situation. But he can't really focus on the striking because he has to worry about the takedown. If he just focuses on, you know, throwing these powerful knockout punches, he's going to get swept off his feet every time with the takedown. So the takedown really neutralizes Diego's stand-up ability. That's one thing I really love about wrestling. That's why I think wrestling is the best style in MMA, because you can decide when you want to take your opponent down. You can throw the opponent off of their striking game. I mean, we saw that with Khabib when Khabib faced Conor McGregor. You know, Conor McGregor was so worried about the takedown that, you know, Khabib ended up dropping him with the right hand, which was hilarious. You know, so Josh also landed a few punches in the clinch. But I would say Diego is better in the clinch. Ultimately, when you take your opponent down multiple times, you show the judges you are controlling and dominating the fight. Josh also landed a few strikes and leg kicks, but I would say Diego is a better striker. Josh needs to keep doing what he is doing, controlling the fight, staying on the outside, separating and keeping the distance, and only coming in to shoot. Josh needs to just worry about the guillotine. Other than that, he's dominating and winning the fight. So Josh definitely won that first round. Diego needs to stop the takedown if he can. He did stop a few. He did continue to threaten the takedowns with a guillotine, which I will admit I think is working in the situation a little bit, especially because Josh isn't able to land any significant strikes when he takes down Diego. Usually I would want the fighter to stuff the head down and crossface. I usually don't like the guillotines, but I will make an exception in this situation, since Josh can't land any strikes from the bottom, and Diego almost secured a guillotine at the end of this first round. Diego needs to keep using the Muay Thai clinch as well, landing knees and punches, and he needs to stay in close and land that big knockout punch, which is difficult because Josh keeps taking him down. This is why I absolutely love wrestling. You can take down the most confident athlete like Diego and put him up against a better wrestler like Josh and watch him slowly get picked apart. Wrestling is the most dominant form of fighting in MMA. If a wrestler can strike and can learn submissions and block submissions, they are practically unstoppable. Josh has a Muay Thai coach in his corner, which I think is wrong for this situation. He tells him to keep kicking and tells him to use his legs. I think Josh needs an actual MMA cornerman, not just a Muay Thai fighter. Josh's strategy is perfect so far. He just needs to avoid the guillotine. Okay, so as we enter the second round and third round, we shall see if Diego can keep the same pace he had in the first round. So Josh's cardio was already tested against Lieben, and Josh can push an incredible pace. Josh comes out in the second round and throws a nice body kick. Josh continues to do a great job of keeping the distance and backs up every time Diego comes in to strike. Josh is very loose, while Diego is backed up with his hands up tightly, just like the first round. So Josh is very loose. He's feeling him out. You know, he's got his hand out. He's got like kind of an open guard. He's very loose, where Diego is very tight. He's got like that tight boxing stance. Like, he just wants to land that powerful knockout punch. And in my personal opinion, it's a little bit better to be loose. I mean, you don't want to be too comfortable because you can get knocked out like that. But you also don't want to be as stiff as like a boxer that's going toe-to-toe with somebody. I mean, this is MMA, so you want to be a little bit loose too. So Josh throws a super powerful right hand that appears to just miss Diego and uses this to try a takedown. But Diego, learning from round one, uses this to set up a Muay Thai clinch and lands a nice knee right on Josh's chin before they separate. So now Diego's starting to use his knees a lot more. So now Diego is playing with fire right now. He's not playing around. So Diego throws a right hook and Diego backs up. Excuse me. I guess I meant to say Josh backs up. So Josh may be shook from this big knee and continues to keep his distance and pulls his arm out. So he pushes his arm out to, you know, keep the distance because he just got rocked by Diego. So Diego throws a 1-2 that misses as Josh backs up. Josh appears to come in closer to strike, and I think he should still keep his distance and strike from a distance and only come in to throw the overhand right or go for the takedown like he did in the first round. So if that worked in the first round, I don't understand why he wouldn't do that in the second round as well. So Diego throws a big uppercut that misses. Josh throws a leg kick. So I like the fact that he's mixing it up a little bit. He's throwing a little bit of kicks in here too. It's not a bad idea at all, because I don't think Diego's ever going to take him down. So that's a smart idea to throw in some kicks too. And it's showing that he has different weapons in his arsenal. You know what I mean? He has kicks. He's got the overhand right, which isn't the most advanced striking technique, but it's something. You know, he's showing a lot of fight, very high level fight IQ right now. He's keeping his arm out. He's keeping the distance. It's hard to explain, but when you watch a fight, you can tell if the guy has a good strategy, and Josh has a very good strategy. That's kind of what the fight IQ is all about. Do they know how to make the right moves at the right times and things like that? Do they know how to strategically win the fight? So Josh throws a leg kick. I love how Josh throws leg kicks and body kicks from a distance. This keeps Diego at a distance and softens his legs and makes him more susceptible to takedown. So if you kick somebody's legs out, you know, they're not going to be able to stop the takedown. If you soften up somebody's legs enough with some powerful leg kicks, they're not going to be able to stop the takedown. So Josh strikes very well from the outside of Diego's range, and he should continue to keep the distance. Josh throws the powerful overhand right to set up the takedown, but Diego sprawls hard. Josh throws another leg kick from a distance. Diego comes in and lands a powerful left hand and tries to clinch Josh again, but Josh pulls out and retreats. Josh appears to be hurt from that knee Diego landed earlier. Josh lands another powerful body kick, but Diego responds with a 1-2. Josh definitely needs another takedown in this round to secure the round victory, in my opinion. Josh lands another beautiful leg kick. Josh throws a 1-2, and Diego catches him with a left hand, and Josh comes in to shoot, but Diego stops the takedown again. This is huge for Diego, and he gets the Muay Thai clinch again and lands another knee to the head, and Josh pushes him into the cage. Josh shoots in for the single leg, pushing Diego up against the fence. Diego looks for the guillotine again, and Josh picks the other leg and takes Diego down. Diego looks for the guillotine again, and Josh tries to land shots as Diego flails his legs on Josh's head and neck, looking for either an armbar or a triangle choke. While Josh is able to get the takedown, he hasn't been able to land any real strikes yet and was caught in a tight guillotine last round. So even though he's getting the takedowns, he's got to show something on the ground. He's got to land a couple good punches or elbows here. I mean, you can win the fight just by taking down your opponent, but you gotta show them that you can do something on the ground as well to win the fight. So Josh needs to be very careful here, as he might get caught in a submission. Josh is also able to slip out of the attempted triangle or armbar, and now he is in Diego's full guard. Let's see if Josh can land any real strikes from the guard yet. They both exchange a few punches. Josh looks for another armbar just after the referee threatens to stand up the fight. I keep messing up the names here, so my apologies. So Diego looks for another armbar just after the referee threatens to stand up the fight, which is absolutely ridiculous. Let them work on the ground for a little bit. So this is bad for both of the fighters because Diego is looking for an armbar. And, you know, Josh is trying to show his skills on top. And the referee's threatening to stand up the fight, which is crazy. They just got to the ground. So I really don't like how they did that here. You know, they really throw off the fighters that are trying to fight from the ground here. So they're obviously active. You know, Josh stands up and looks to land bombs on Diego, who is still on the bottom. So Josh actually gets out of his guard and just stands over top of Diego, who's still on the ground. Josh lands a leg kick, and Diego throws a few up kicks. Diego tries to get up, but Josh pushes him back to the mat, putting his weight on him, and now they are back in Diego's guard. Josh lands a small punch, but Diego definitely does a good job tying up Josh, and he doesn't allow him to land punches, controlling Josh's wrist and clenching the back of his neck. So, you know, that's another big part about being an MMA fighter is you have to have good defensive skill. So, you know, Diego has a lot of training in MMA, so he knows how to neutralize the strikes from the bottom. So now he's holding on his wrists. He's holding on to his neck. He's making sure that, you know, Josh isn't going to land some powerful punches being on top of him. So that really shows his MMA skills right there. The referee, being the awful referee that he is, stands him up as there was a pause in the action for about 15 seconds. So they're literally, you know, they're scrambling. He's going for the takedown from the bottom. You know, Josh is trying to work. There's like a 15-second pause where nothing happens. And this kind of happens in grappling. It's not like they're constantly going to be throwing punches when they're grappling. So there's no action for 15 seconds and the referee stands him up, which is ridiculous. I mean, I could see if there's no action for, you know, 30 seconds or 45 seconds. But a 15-second pause and the referee stands him up, that's ridiculous to me. I really hate when they stand up the fighters like that. Let the fighters work. You know, grappling and submissions are a part of this game. Ground and pound is a part of this game. Takedowns are a part of this game. Let the fighters work. So I think it's ridiculous that they stood them up. Now there is 22 seconds left on the clock. If Diego somehow knocks out Josh, it will be very unfair. So that's another reason why I hate when they stand up the fights. It's like Josh earned that takedown. He took him down. He earned that takedown. Now there's 22 seconds left. Now you're standing them up. You're gonna fluster both of the fighters who were just on the ground. You know, if you know Diego was to knock him out in those 22 seconds, it's not really fair because it's like he took him down. He deserved to have him on the ground like that. He earned that takedown. So Josh lands a super powerful right hand as Diego gets up with a big F you to the referee who stood them up for no reason in the first place and tried to give Diego the advantage. So this is really good for Josh. It's like, okay, the referee stood up the fight, and guess what? I just took him right back down with 22 seconds left on the clock. So it shows that he's really a high-level wrestler. It's like, okay, even if the referee intervenes in this situation, I'm still the dominant fighter in this situation. I'm still getting the takedown. There's nothing you can do to stop me. So that's actually a big F you to the referee. And it shows that he's the dominant one in this fight. This was definitely a controversial punch. The referee was standing him up, and Diego wasn't ready. But this was a controversial call followed by a controversial punch. It makes perfect sense to me. So let me just backtrack a little bit here to try to figure out exactly what happened. So okay, so Josh landed a super powerful punch, you know, after the referee stands him up, which is not really fair to Diego. That's why I hate when they stand up the fight. It's just, the whole situation is just super unfair. There's 22 seconds left on the clock. You know, Josh, he deserved the takedown. He earned the takedown. And then the referee stands him up. In the midst of the action, you know, Josh lands a super powerful punch, which wasn't really fair to Diego at all, because Diego's trying to get back to his feet. He's not really looking for the punch. Like, the referee stood him up. And you know, Josh throws a super controversial punch in the midst of the action. And what if this knocked out Diego? Like, that would be really unfair to Diego. Like, the referee intervened in this situation when there's 22 seconds left. And now there's an unfair punch. And it's an unfair situation for Josh Koscheck. And it's an unfair situation for Diego, who just ate a punch that he wasn't expecting because the referee was standing them up. So that's why I really don't like these stand-up calls a lot of the times. It's just not fair to either of the fighters in this situation. So desperate times for call for desperate measures. So obviously I'm reading my notes here. So obviously I'm rooting for Josh, and I'm basically saying, like, you know, it was a controversial punch, you know, followed up from a controversial call. So it makes sense to me. Desperate times call for desperate measures. So I'm basically saying, like, look, the referee is doing crazy stuff. They're trying to win this fight. It's okay that Josh threw this punch because, you know, you got to do what you got to do to win this fight. So in the heat of the moment, I was just like, whatever, you know what I mean? And really, in the heat of the moment, you don't really have time to think about, you know, what's morally right or things like that. Like, your body's just going. You're a machine. So I don't really, like, blame the fighters when things like this happen. And technically, I guess it was a legal punch. It just looked kind of bad because Diego was just getting back to his feet. So Diego looks dazed from this punch, and Josh throws another powerful right hand that appears to miss, and he clinches with Diego and pushes him against the fence, and Diego lands knee to the stomach. Diego lands one more knee as the horn blows. So this was a terrible call by the referee, Herb Dean, and he didn't separate them properly as he stood them up. So Josh landed a cheap shot, which wasn't, you know, morally right, but made up for the referee's bad call and almost cost Diego the fight. So the reason why I said it made up for the ref's other bad calls is he stood up the fight earlier, which is ridiculous too, because, you know, they were both working on the ground. So this is just a really unfortunate situation. Fortunately, that punch did not cost Diego the fight. So if that punch knocked out Diego, that would really suck. You know what I mean? That would look really bad on the referee. And it would also look bad on Josh Koscheck for throwing the, you know, controversial punch. And it would also be really, you know, unfair to Diego. So that's why I really don't like these stand-up calls a lot of times. You know, terrible call by the referee. Josh has a cut underneath his eye. And Diego appears to have a small cut on his cheek as well. Josh's corner tells him to use the outside leg kick. Keep using it because it's working. Diego's coach, who I believe was coaching Josh last corner, if I'm not mistaken, tells Diego to throw the left hand. He tells Diego he needs this round if he wants to finish. Yeah, so Diego's definitely down by two rounds now. Josh definitely won that round, but implemented a great strategy as well. He stayed on the outside, landing beautiful leg kicks and body kicks, and only came in close to throw the overhand right and get the takedown. Josh also showed he is not scared of Diego's jiu-jitsu, jumping into Diego's guard. You know, he jumped into his guard multiple times, but Diego did a good job of going for submissions and tying up Josh, careful not to let him land any shots. So Diego did a great job of implementing the clinch and landed some powerful knees to Josh's head. Diego also outboxed Josh every time he came in close, just like the first round. Diego stuffed a few takedowns, but ultimately he was taken down multiple times again. For Diego to win this fight, he probably needs a TKO or a submission. He needs to keep using that Muay Thai clinch to land knees to the head and continue to land hard punches every time. You know, Josh steps in. For Josh to win, he needs to keep doing exactly what he's doing. Stay on the outside, keep the distance, continue to throw perfect leg kicks from the outside and body kicks as well, and only come in to throw the overhand right to set up the takedown. Josh just needs to be careful not to get caught in the guillotine or any other submission from the bottom, and be careful not to get hit with any punches when he comes in to shoot. And he needs to be careful not to get caught in the Muay Thai clinch for that long, or Diego may knock him out with a knee to the head. So one thing that, you know, Diego is doing very well in this situation, he's doing a very good job with the knees. He's landing a lot of powerful knees, and there's a possibility he might catch Josh with one of these knees and knock him out. Every time, you know, Josh comes in to shoot, you know, Diego Sanchez, he implements the clinch, and he lands a really powerful knee. So Josh needs to be careful about this. He's getting better at stopping these takedowns and these overhand rights. Josh is doing a very good job, though. So we'll see what happens. You know, an interesting thing I forgot to point out is that Diego has a labrum tear to his hip, and we found out earlier on the show from an MRI that he had a labrum tear. So Diego said earlier on the show it was difficult for him to kick because it'll hurt his hip. I noticed this in the fight. Diego only threw about one leg kick, and it was very ineffective. So I think he really does have a lot of problems with his hip. You know, fortunately, Diego has great boxing and great jiu-jitsu and a great Muay Thai clinch. Dana says that punch was perfectly legal, and it was, although Diego was not expecting it. He was disoriented, and the referee should have never stood them up, period, because there was only 20 seconds left on the clock. I'm talking specifically about the punch Josh landed as the referee stood them up from the bottoms. This fight is going to be incredibly fast. This fight is going by incredibly fast. It is very exciting and very competitive. The third round starts, and Josh is keeping the distance like he did in the last two rounds, keeping his distance. Josh comes in for a slow, sloppy leg kick, and Diego takes his head off with a powerful 1-2 that lands directly. He follows up with another right hand that misses, and Josh shoots in a sloppy shot. Diego sprawls, and Diego tries to land another knee from the Muay Thai clinch as Josh breaks away from the clinch. This is not a good start for Josh, who seems exhausted. Josh throws a powerful overhand right that grazes Diego. Diego clinches with him again and lands a knee to the head. You know, Josh knees him back, and Diego lands a punch in the clinch. Diego throws another knee that doesn't land this time. Josh lands an uppercut, and Diego responds with a left hand. Diego throws another left hand that misses. Diego throws another left hand that hits Josh right in the jaw. You know, Josh throws a jab and misses. Diego throws another knee from the clinch, and Josh shoots in for a takedown. Josh takes Diego right down into side guard against the cage. I believe this will secure the win for Josh because he's already gotten the takedown. Diego lands an elbow from an open guard, and Diego postures his legs around Koscheck's neck looking for either a triangle or an armbar. Josh pulls out of this position by standing up, and Diego throws an upkick, and Josh dives back into Diego's full guard. Josh throws a few small punches, and Diego continues to wrap his legs around Koscheck's neck looking for an armbar. Josh spins around and takes Diego's back, which is amazing. If anything, I thought it would be the other way around because Diego is better at jiu-jitsu than Josh. This also may be happening because the referee isn't standing them up this time and is actually letting them work. You know, wow, what a concept. So the point of that is, you know, maybe Josh has some better MMA skills than we anticipated. Maybe he has some better jiu-jitsu skills than we really originally thought. You know what I mean? So maybe now the referee's giving him time to work. Maybe he can actually show his ground-and-pound skills and his jiu-jitsu skills because the referee isn't, you know, so pressed to stand up the fight. Funny what happens when you actually let the fighters fight. You know, Diego tries to stand up as Josh holds onto his waist. Diego goes for a leg kick, which I think was a terrible idea. He was dominating Josh in striking and in Muay Thai clinch. He should do everything in his power to get back to his feet. So that's another thing I don't like about jiu-jitsu. A lot of times jiu-jitsu kind of gives you a mindset that it's okay to be taken down and things like that. And that's terrible for MMA because you really don't want to get taken down. You know, you can get ground and pounded really badly. And it just looks bad for the referees too. It looks bad from the judge's standpoint. You know, when you get taken down like that. So that's another thing I don't like. If Diego was doing a better job of keeping the fight on his feet, he probably could have knocked out Josh Koscheck, or he could have just, you know, secured the victory a lot better. But instead, he was going for the guillotine, and he ended up on his back a lot of times going for submissions, but the submissions didn't really work. You know, he was dominating Josh and striking in the Muay Thai clinch. He should do everything in his power to get back to his feet. That's the problem with jiu-jitsu and MMA. There are a lot... There's a lot of I almost got you moments, and you expend a lot of energy going for submissions. So that's the problem with jiu-jitsu I have too. It's like, you know, you go for these submissions, but what happens if you don't get the submission? You know what I mean? What happens then? It's like you spend all that energy going for the submissions, and you don't really injure your opponent when you go for the submission and you don't get it. You know what I mean? It only works if you actually get the submission. Whereas if you punch somebody or if you take somebody down, you're still injuring your opponent. You're still exhausting your opponent and things like that. But if you go for submission and you don't get the submission, it's kind of like you're not really doing any real damage to your opponent. And if you don't get the submission, it becomes a waste of energy, and now you're in a worse position. Diego tries to get back up again, and Josh takes him down again. Josh stands up and holds Diego's legs, or feet rather. Diego attempts a few up kicks and lands a few punches on Josh's head. Josh jumps back to full guard. Someone from Diego's corner yells for him to stand them up, and the referee does just that. Josh has really not landed any punches from the bottom, from the top that are effective, but Diego has been so active on the bottom, trying submissions that I think there should have been, he should have just let him down there. Yeah, so the referee stood them up again, I believe. The ref calls timeout, and Diego drops his mouthpiece, which the ref hands to his coach to wash with water before putting it back in his mouth. So this happens a lot. So a lot of times the fighters, the mouthpiece just spills out their mouth because they're exhausted. Josh is now exhausted, and Diego has a chance to knock him out. Josh throws a leg kick that misses. Josh explodes, throwing a super powerful right hand that lands and shoots in for a takedown. If Josh secures this takedown, he will win the fight. Diego desperately tries to pull his legs out as Josh desperately holds on. Josh throws a body punch and slips out of the takedown and rushes at Josh. See, now I'm mixing up the names. My apologies. He's rushing at Diego now. You know, desperate for the knockout. So Josh throws a body punch and slips out of the takedown. Okay, so no. See, now I'm mixing up the names. My apologies. So Diego throws a body punch and slips out of the takedown and rushes at Josh, desperate for the knockout. Diego throws an uppercut that misses. Josh throws a big, wild overhand right that lands. So now we're seeing some success with Josh's overhand right. And maybe now it's just not just a big setup. Maybe this punch actually has some real power. I already knew it had some power, but maybe now it might actually, give him a chance to win this fight by knockout. So Josh throws a 1-2 that misses, and Josh throws a very sloppy, weak leg kick, and Diego throws a right hand that lands. Josh throws an overhand right again and goes in for a takedown. Diego goes in for a guillotine, and Josh takes him down. Diego goes in for an armbar, and Josh pulls out of it. Diego tries to get up, but Josh continues to put pressure on him. Diego begins to land big shots on Josh, and now Diego is landing small elbow shots to Josh's midsection. Diego throws a flurry of small shots to Josh as we come to an end of the third round and final round. Josh 100% won this fight just off of the takedown, so I definitely felt like Josh won. Now, obviously, my opinion is biased because I want Josh to win this fight. But, it just seems super obvious to me that Josh won this fight. He secured all the takedowns. He took this guy down literally like 5 or 10 times. It just seems so obvious to me that he won. He also landed some good leg and body kicks and a few beautiful right hands and a few beautiful overhand rights. He landed a few punches from the clinch as well. Diego landed a few powerful left and right hands on Josh and some powerful punches and knees from the clinch to Josh. Diego stopped a lot of the takedowns and went for submissions throughout the whole fight. Diego did a good job of tying up Josh and actually throwing more punches than Josh did on the ground, but ultimately he lost because he could not stop the takedowns. Josh is completely exhausted after this first fight, while Diego throws his hands up acting like he won even though he didn't. Josh's forehead is purple from bruising, and he has two black eyes. He is exhausted, but he definitely won. The judges give the split decision victory to Diego Sanchez, which is total bullshit. Josh definitely won this fight. He took him down at least 2 times every round. He landed beautiful leg kicks and a few beautiful body kicks, as well as some beautiful right hands and an overhand right. Josh definitely won. Terrible call. Randy says he thought the first and third round went to Diego, and he thought Josh won the second. I thought Josh won all 3 rounds, and I was surprised to hear that from Randy, who is a wrestler. I always look at the fight from a wrestling perspective. Dana says the judges felt Diego did more damage because, he had 2 black eyes. His face was all purple. So maybe he actually did more damage. But in my opinion, from my personal opinion, obviously I have the bias of a wrestler. I just still don't think he won because he got taken down. If you get taken down, you didn't decide to get taken down. You know what I mean? Your opponent decided, I want this fight to go to the ground. He took you to the ground, and there's nothing you could do about it. That might be true, but Josh controlled the fight and took him down more than 6 times and still landed beautiful, powerful body shots. Excuse me, not just body shots, face shots, all types of shots. I strongly disagree with this decision. Diego being a devout Christian, thanks Jesus multiple times after the fight. Now Diego will face Kenny. So I really think that, you know, Josh won that fight. But to be fair, obviously, like I said, I have a wrestling bias here. But to be fair, you know, Josh didn't really land any real significant strikes from the top position. But he did land a few, but it wasn't like he was just, like, you know, grounding, pounding Diego like crazy. You know, Diego pushed the pace from the bottom. He went for submissions the entire time when he got taken down. He did a good job of controlling, you know, Josh's wrists a lot of the time. But at the same time, it's like he got taken down. And the referee, you know, tried to, you know, he helped out Diego tremendously because he kept standing up the fight. So, I mean, hands down, I think Josh won. I think this was a terrible call. I think what happened was the referees, the judges, they saw that, you know, Josh Koscheck had two black eyes. His face was, you know, black and blue and purple. And, you know, Diego's putting his hands up in the air like he won. And Josh is just, like, super exhausted after the fight. So they looked at it like, you know, this guy inflicted a lot more damage on him. And so they felt like he won. And I just don't think that that's the accurate way to go about it. You know, if you get taken down six times in a fight, there's absolutely no way you won. And this is how I feel. But, you know, they felt differently. I feel bad for Josh in the situation. But it was an incredible fight. It was action-packed. It was nonstop action. And that's just how the fight went, unfortunately, for me, because I was a fan of Koscheck. But, you know, shout out to Diego Sanchez. Shout out to both of the fighters. They put on a tremendous show. So now Diego Sanchez will advance into the finals against Kenny Florian.